This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Probably not considered political news, but it is pop culture news that impacts me. James Ingram, you know who James Ingram is? You guys don't know who James Ingram is. You're too young. But James Ingram was a R&B singer back in my day, and he made a significant impact on me. I used to love to try to sing like James Ingram, which I could, by the way. Yeah, loved it. And the song that's playing in the background now is Just Once. Changes. That guy just had that really cool, soulful voice, right? You know this song, Just Once? Out the door. Yeah, listen. Check it out. Figure out we can do wrong. 66 years old. James Ingram gone. And I think they said he had a brain tumor or something like that. But I reflect on these guys because they elicit something that I remember from the good times, the good old days. Like, think about this. When music was music, make the magic last for more than just one night. He's talking about, you know, breaking up. If we could just get back to that original theme, I know we could break through it, right? It's not just life and love. This is politics and America. If we could just break through it, right? God, had such an impact on me as a kid growing up. Number one, because I always thought I could sing. And I had some chops for a while. But this guy was prolific, a prolific writer. Wrote a song for Michael Jackson called PYT, Pretty Young Thing. Worked with Quincy Jones. Man, anybody that got to work with Quincy Jones was the man back in my day. But what other songs? This guy had a, you know, and I don't know if you even remember this guy, and you're probably wondering, Kevin, why are you spending time on this? Because there are things that happen in your life that impact you, and people that you know, that elicit things inside of you, emotions that you don't realize until they're gone. What are we doing wrong? Yep, James Ingram. We got a lot to talk about today. So help me God. They want to take that. The Democrats want to take that out of stuff. So help me God. And I'm thinking about this song that James Ingram wrote that was prolific. I looked at it. Had 34 million listens, which is pretty amazing considering, you know, the youngsters don't really know what it is. But he just... He wants to go back. What do we want to do? We want to go back to this nostalgic period where we saw this country for what it was and what it could be. But why does it always come back to goodbye? Why can't we give ourselves a hand? Oh, man. What an impactful songwriter. What else did this guy write? Let's look real quick. I saw it. He wrote, let's see. 100 Days, you remember that song? 100 Ways, not 100 Days. You guys wouldn't know anyway. Yeah, right. Let's see, collaborated with Quincy Jones. Debbie Allen apparently was big. Oh, get this, I didn't know this. Originally from Ohio, he got his start in the 1970s with the band Revelation Funk and then played keyboard for Ray Charles. You know what kind of talent you got to have to play keyboard for Ray Charles? Wow, I didn't know that. He charted 9 times on the Hot 100, including 2 that topped the charts, Baby Come to Me with Patty Austin in 1983. Just Once, James, yeah. And I Don't Have the Heart in 1990. Nominated for 14 Grammys, winning for 100 Ways. Compliment what she does, send her roses just because. That was a great song. If it's violin she loves, let them play. Wow. 1981 and 81 and 1984 for Yamo Be There. Yamo Be There. He wrote songs for the Pointer Sisters, George Benson, Ray Charles, and more. That's according to Billboard magazine. I think when I hear about these people that were icons when I was growing up, it makes me understand my own mortality to some degree. And James was cool, you know, he was a good looking dude. They do the album covers where you're at your best, but because I don't think he was like the hottest guy out there, but he was a good looking guy. But man, what a voice, what pipes. Debbie Allen says he'll always be cherished and loved and remembered for his genius, his love of family, and his, what else was it say, humanity. I'm blessed to have been so close. I agree. What a talent. Anyway, the reason why I bring it up is he did a remake of, there's a lot of reasons why I'm bringing it up, and I've told you guys, but he did a remake of a Donny Hathaway song, Someday We'll All Be Free. Obviously, he is now free from this world, hopefully up in celestial world, hanging out with God, singing, y'all won't be there. Oh, man. I always miss these old school crooners, these old school guys. I don't know much about them, but I just remember this period in my life where, like when the guy from Earth, Wind & Fire, the lead singer, God, Maurice White, had a very distinctive voice. You know, he would go, yow, 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 yow. Nobody else sounds like him. It's like Al Green. You can mimic Al Green, but there's no other singer that sounds like Al Green. You know, so in love with you. Ooh, whatever you want to do. But every one of these guys, I can remember things. I'll give you an example. I was at my aunt and uncle's, and a guy, Tyrone Davis, was singing his song, and he was hot during this time. And I can, it brings up an emotion in me I cannot describe when I hear his songs. You know what I'm talking about. You have your songs. You have your folks, your people, whoever you were listening to at the time. Probably many of them were R&B types. And so I think that's why this one, you know, I don't want to say struck me hard, because we all got to go, but it definitely brought out some emotions I hadn't felt in a while. So thought I'd share that with you guys. Hey, we got a ton to talk about. We will miss James Ingram, but I do want to move on. So help me God. There was a thing called Fry Fest I bet you didn't hear much about. Maybe we'll get a chance to talk a little bit about that, because it showcases how Hollywood rips people off.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope, from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Candlelight and cold chablis. Those little things never meant that much to me. Because she loves me. I don't know what she sees in me. She loves me. I'll follow where she leads. That's my favorite James Ingram song. She loves me. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. I hope you... My producers are like, dude, what are you doing? I love James Ingram's music. I really do. He did a song at the very end. He said... South Africa, like it was a protest of South Africa, which of apartheid, which by the way is legit. But so many people were, you know, are so caught up in the politics and things like that. And he didn't need to do it in that particular song, but I got it. I understood it because, you know, it was apartheid in South Africa, the way they were treating blacks and all that. But, it's one of my favorite songs, but he put that at the end. He wasn't a revolutionary. He's just a good crooner. I miss the crooners. I don't know about you guys, but all this, push, you know, all the hip hop and stuff. Some of it has good beats and I like it, but
it's not music, man. I don't want to sound like that dude, you know, that old dude. But yeah, oof. And here's something else interesting. I don't know if you guys know who else died this year so far. There's a critical person who died, and her name is Bernice Sandler. And I know you probably, you're going, who the heck is Bernice Sandler? But she's called the godmother of Title IX. You know what Title IX is, right? Yeah, Title IX is where, you know, they made it to where girls have to play sports and all this other stuff. But here's her, the thing about her death. She died on January the 5th of this year. She says, I naively assumed that because sex discrimination was wrong, it must be therefore illegal. It was not. She wrote this in 2017. And here's what they say about Bernice. And I bring this up because we have a similar project going on that falls right in line with what she did. And it's called Seeking Educational Excellence. Go check it out, seekingeducationalexcellence.org. But here's what they say. From a very young age, Sandler became used to the practices of sexism, being told girls were not allowed to do what boys could do. She would later admit that she had been ambivalent about the feminist movement. But while she was teaching at the University of Maryland in the late 1960s, she pushed for equality on behalf of women in higher education. Let me interrupt and say, rightfully so. Women should be able to be chancellors, professors. I don't know what was plaguing women at the time, but there's nothing that should stop a woman from having whatever role she wanted to be, wanted to have, right? So I agree with her. I agree with the movement. I tell people all the time, if that had been the case back then, I would have been a feminist. I mean, if I had been politically active and of the age, I would have been a feminist. Yeah, equality for women. She says, telling the Labor Department that in an industry-wide pattern existed, armed with data, and here's where you're going to look at what SeekingEducationalExcellence.org is going to do. She filed complaints against more than 250 universities and colleges. Her advocacy would become the basis of Title IX, the 1972 civil rights law that banned sex discrimination by educational institutions receiving federal funds. Let me tell you, if you want the boilerplate of what my team is going to do, you just got it from Bernice Sandler. And as much as people I don't know what people think about this. I think this woman was spot on. They call her a feminist, but she's not a feminist that you go, oh, she's a rabid feminist. She hates men. No, she does not. She wanted women to be equal in education. She was targeted. She was specific because it impacted her. She's looking at her peers and saying, these women are just as capable of men that are doing the same jobs, et cetera, et cetera. It is the same cause of blacks where we had legitimate concerns in the 1960s. We're doing menial jobs when we could be doing the best jobs. Watch a movie called, Mos Def. Doggone it. Can't remember the name of it. But I'm telling you, he plays a professor, he plays a black man who cannot become a professor, but he revolutionized heart surgery. And he had to work right alongside a white guy. And God, I got to remember this movie because it is an amazing film. But Mos Def, look it up. He's with Alan Rickman in this film. It is absolutely amazing. And it was the same period where this guy's working as a carpenter, and he could do intricate carpentry. And when work dried up, he started working in a hospital as an assistant and assisted a guy, Johns Hopkins, who became one of the most well-known surgeons on the planet. It's not Gifted Hands. That was Ben Carson's movie. It was research on blue babies. I know this movie cold, and I can't understand why I can't think of it right now. But anyway, going back to Bernice Sandler. So over the years, they say Title IX would help open the playing field in athletics, admissions, financial assistance, and protection against sexual harassment. So the fallout of that, which, by the way, was good. If you watch Mad Men, you understand what she was fighting for. You know, women could only be secretaries and things like this. And I think it hurt sports in colleges to a larger degree because it took a lot of the money, put it into women's sports, and neglected the thing that brings in big money to colleges. However, that being said, it got girls into athletics, and these young women can experience that same exhilaration of a young man in athletics, and therefore be more confident about themselves going forward. I think that's why these millennial women are not nearly as snowed by the Hillary Clintons of the world and the Kamala Harris and all these other, whatevers. They're not as snowed because they have a level of confidence that says, I can do what I can accomplish what I want to accomplish. Now, some people may find it a little barbaric to see women fighting, in pugilistic sports and things like this, or even competing at all. There are some high society women, believe it or not, and I'm not talking about conservative women. I'm talking about these leftist women that it's so unladylike for a woman to go out and kick a soccer ball, But I'm glad some of that money went that way, because young ladies pay their college tuitions like everybody else. Now, I know men's sports drive colleges, but you know what? We can help, and I think we have, and I think that needs to be recognized. But this woman is a pioneer, and I'm going to tell you something. Seeking Educational Excellence, we are going to follow in her footsteps and sue mega colleges and universities for exactly the same reasons, except it will be geared towards the dumbing down of black folks. If you want to be a part of this, go to SeekingEducationalExcellence.org. Let us know, or contact us here, KJRadio.com, and get in the game. I mean, this lady's a pioneer, Bernice Sandler. I want you to remember that name. She was a feminist doing the right thing at the right time. And the long-range implications are being felt on this. Keep in mind, this is in the 70s, folks. We're going to do the same thing.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's the bestedpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click the bestedpill.com. That's T-H-E, bestedpill.com. The online doctor's office.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit escaperightnow.com. Do it now. It's free. Escaperightnow.com. For a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind, escaperightnow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is still saying that there's a possibility that he could declare a national emergency
on the U.S.-Mexico border. At the White House today, President Trump said he would wait to see, though, what Congress can do first.
On February 15th, the committee will come back, and if they don't have a wall, I don't even want to waste my time reading what they have.
And as far as Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi saying there will be no border funding,
she's just playing games. So if there's no wall, it doesn't work.
The extreme weather across the Midwest is now responsible for at least 10 deaths. Forecasters say temperatures will begin to warm up gradually over the next 24 to 36 hours, but for these folks, that's not soon enough.
The wind chill's probably the worst of it.
And it's like hard to take a breath in. It's affecting my lungs a little bit.
That audio courtesy of ABC 7 Television in Chicago. This is USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Remember the time when the Democrats booed God? Yeah, it was at their 2012 convention. And it was, they will never live this down. Never live this down. And what's interesting about it is they kind of don't want to. You're listening to Kevin Jackson, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. We have that clip. Let's put this, I want you to understand this is a pastor and a guy who's in the Democratic Party, and he wants to make a resolution to have God on the platform and moving of Israel and the recognition of Israel's, their capital city or something being Jerusalem, which, for the record, Barack Obama never accomplished, and the Democrats didn't put God back on the platform. Technically, they didn't do it. Even with these resolutions and the guy going, look, we got to support Israel and we need to bring God back into our platform. And even with that, they could not make this happen. And what I'm getting at is Barack Obama killed God and he killed the idea of protecting the Jews. And I don't get it. I don't understand how you can't say Israel deserves it, the Jewish people and the Jewish state deserves to be, and we need to recognize a higher power. We have lots of people in our party who claim they love God. How you can be an evangelical and a Democrat is beyond me after you witnessed what happened there. So here's the clip.
Governor, would you like to make your motion?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This summer I was proud to serve this party as the platform drafting committee chair. As the chair, I come before you today to discuss two important matters related to our party's national platform. As an ordained United Methodist minister, I am here to attest and affirm that our faith and belief in God is central to the American story and informs the values we've expressed in our party's platform. In addition, President Obama recognizes Jerusalem as the capital of Israel, and our party's platform should as well. Mr. Chairman, I have submitted my amendment in writing, and I believe it is being projected on the screen for the delegates to see. I move adoption of the amendment as submitted and shown to the delegates.
A motion has been made. Is there a second? Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, the matter requires a two-thirds vote in the affirmative. All those delegates in favor say aye. All those delegates opposed say no. In the opinion of the... Let me do that again. All of those delegates in favor say aye. All those delegates opposed say no. I'll do that one more time. All those delegates in favor say aye. All those delegates opposed say no. In the opinion of the chair, two-thirds have voted in the affirmative. The motion is adopted, and the platform has been amended as shown on the screen. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Now, if that's all they did, it would be okay. But the Democrats want to destroy God. They want Christ, the God. They want nativity scenes. They don't want any recognition of religion whatsoever. I'm going to get to something else in a bit. Kevin Jackson, folks, as you're listening to 844-551-8255. As a Christ follower, a person who has been raised religious, raised a Baptist, sat through three-hour Sunday churches in the hot Texas heat, no air conditioning, watching the pastor's wife with a fan going, as the preacher was preaching and the deacon's going, yes, praise the Lord. I heard the Lord. Yes. That was old school church, boy. They passed the hat three, four times. If the pastor didn't like the amount that was collected, they kept passing the hat. Woo! Let me tell you, kids today, what you miss. But yeah. So, now, then I went to non-denominational. My brother turned me on to non-denominational, where church is an hour. You get a lesson, you learn. And he went on to get his PhD in theology, my oldest brother. And I kind of wish I had. I feel like I've got one in a certain, you know, and to some degree. Here's me. The reason why I didn't want to be a lawyer, I didn't want to remember case law. And same thing with pastor. Look, I know right from wrong. In a case law, you don't need to well, in Plessy versus such and such, you know, we did this or that. Who cares? I can synthesize things down. I know how my mind works. Anyway, so they booed God, but it didn't end there. And Todd Starnes, Fox News, he actually talks about at a Democratic event in 2016, they were trying to just say a prayer. And the Democrats booed the woman saying the prayer. Here's Todd Starnes talking about that.
Hello, I'm Todd Starnes. So last night, the Democrats opened their proceedings with a word of prayer from a Christian minister, which in and of itself was a miracle right up there with the water getting turned into the wine. But when the preacher offered a blessing upon Hillary Clinton, they actually heckled the poor lady with jeering and booing right in the middle of the prayer. To be clear, they were not chanting the name of Jesus Christ, the Savior. They were chanting the name of Bernie Sanders, the socialist. Come on, folks, it's a prayer service, not UFC fight night. You think the Democrats would show a little bit of reverence. But then again, I was at their convention in 2012 when they not only booed God, but they tried to vote the Almighty right off of the party platform. For the record, not too long after the Democrats disrupted the invocation, a severe thunderstorm hit Philadelphia. Now, I'm no theologian, but it sounds like the Almighty was not down with all that mess. So all of you Democrats, listen up. The next time you guys pray, bow your heads, close your eyes, and stop acting like a bunch of God-forsaken, no-account heathens who don't have the sense God gave a goose.
And all of this to bring you to the latest Democrats' affront on Christianity, religion, God, call it whatever you want. But something that over 80% of us in the nation believe in and practice at some point. I mean, I hope most regularly. People always, you guys will write to me, Kevin, are you a God follower? Yes, I'm a failed Christian, but I am a staunch Christian. I will die for God. If I'm going to get my head cut off by a Muslim, you must renounce God and we will not chop off your head. Chop off my head. I'm that guy. So I just want to be clear. Yeah. We can joke around, have a lot of fun, but when it comes to God. Now, here's the thing. I'm not sanctimonious. I'm not going to get after people. I had a friend of mine, if somebody used, you know, GD, you know, doggone it, you know, but said the other thing, he would just freak. I'm like, dude, You know what? That's between them and God. God will deal with that. Anyway, key committee person in the Democratic-controlled House is moving to eliminate the God reference from the oath administered to witnesses testifying before the panel as part of a new rules package expected to be approved. So the Democrats get back in charge of Congress, and the first thing they want to do is take out So Help Me God. What? Does it bother them? So Help Me Allah? So Help Me Yahweh? It's God. It's the English version of what many people call the higher being. They want it gone. They're like, who cares? We don't believe in God, so what am I swearing to? I want it out of there. I guess you could request when you're doing your oath, you say, could you please add back So Help Me God so I could have a real reason to want to tell you the truth here? The rules proposes replacing the words So Help Me, placing the words So Help You God in red brackets indicate they are slated to be cut. The words under penalty of law are in red text indicate the Democrats propose to add that to phrasing to the oath. That phrasing to the oath. So they want under penalty of law. Well, whose law is it? Whose law do Democrats think they're following? What, man's law? Let me tell you, everything that we are, that we understand ourselves to be, this is from man studying himself for decades, not for millennia, is based on observing nature. Everything. Laws against homosexuality, law, you name it. It's all from nature. People looking at animals and saying, huh, boy and girl, they mate, more people come, more animals come, boom, we thrive, the world thrives, nature thrives. You put two lions together that want to hump each other all day, guess what? Lion prides die, zebras die, all animals die. And I'm not saying that it makes the other thing necessarily wrong. That's for you and God to figure out. But I'm saying it certainly is an observable thing. We are products of our environments, if you will. You know, the idea of someone stealing something from somebody. Somebody recognized, what just happened to my rock? I was using a rock to carve my arrowheads, and it's gone. And there's a caveman running across the field with the rock. You know, and that created jealousies and all these other things. And that's how laws became laws. The law of nature, which, by the way, quite frankly, is divined by God, in my opinion, is how this stuff came to be. The Democrats, they don't want it. Let's throw it out. It's tradition. Let's get rid of it. Because they don't like it. They don't like following
the
rules.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at gcnlife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Jeunesse, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Bet you haven't heard of Fry Fest. Yeah, it's where a bunch of leftists got fried, except they spell it F-R-Y-E. It was called Fry Fest. And if there's any story that you haven't heard about that signals exactly how leftism works, exactly how Hollyweirdism works, this is the story. It tells you about the influence that Holly weirdos have on pop culture, the selling of a concept before it's baked, and on and on and on. And you'll get it as I start to tell you more about it. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, everybody. KJRadio.com. So, Fry Fest. celebrities and top models, including Kendall Jenner, Bella Hadid, Emily Ratajkowski, and the agencies that represent them can be subpoenaed for their participation in the doomed Fry Festival, a federal judge has ruled. Now, I don't know who Bella Hadid is, but I'm sure she's a hottie. Kendall Jenner, absolutely a hottie. And Emily Ratajkowski, this girl is absolutely smoking hot. She's a left. Oh, I don't know about Kendall and Bella Hadid. I think Hadid is, but I know Emily Ratajkowski is a flaming leftist. And let me tell you how hot she is. I tend to overlook that she's a flaming leftist. She was in the video with Blurred Lines with Robin Thicke. And she was in the movie with Ben Affleck where his wife sets him up for murder. I can't remember the name of the movie. And she plays his girlfriend that has the beautiful breast. And I'm telling you, this girl is smoking hot. I don't know where Ratajkowski is from, but they need to make more of her. She's stunning. But she's a stunning leftist as well. Anyway, to go on the story. The models and so-called social influencers promoted what was billed as a VIP music festival on the island in the Bahamas. On an island in the Bahamas. Helping to generate buzz and sell tickets for this event that was going to occur in 2018. It got canceled at the last minute. Now get this. Hundreds of people had paid for tickets, flown to the Bahamas for a concert that was not going to occur. It had been beefed up by all these people, particularly three of the, and I'm presuming, let me look up, can you guys find me a picture of Bella Hadid, because she's got to be hot, right? But Kendall Jenner, beautiful girl, I mean, kind of too babyish looking for me. Emily Ratajkowski, absolutely stunning. Top five hottest girls in my opinion today. I mean, she doesn't compete with the old school girls, you know what I'm saying? But she's hot. And Bella Hadid, who I presume is hot. So they have three hot girls. You guys find me a picture. I'll be the judge. No. I don't want you judging and letting me know, yeah, Kevin, she's hot. Because, you know, you think Ernest Borgnine's hot. I want to judge for myself. Sorry. Anyway, these beautiful girls are telling people, come out and hang out with us in the Bahamas at this great Fry Festival. It's going to be all these great people and all that. And so people got suckered in. Now, as you think about this story, I want you to think about leftism. I want you to think about Democrats, progressivism, how they suck people in with a lie. It's gonna be great, man. All the hot women. Let me tell you, you go check out the hot feminists that march in these protests. You know, the hairy underarm crowd. Go check them out and tell me that that's what you want to be a part of. Then go spend, I don't know, 2-3 days with them. You won't last an hour before you're going, oh my gosh, get me out of here. Somebody's going to get me out of here, please. I should have arranged for, you know, like the phone call where, oh, Chuck, your dog died. My dog died. You know, I got to go. But you didn't. So now you're stuck. There are many eunuchs stuck in leftism, and they don't know how to get out. And they need people like me. They need the Kevin Jacksons of the world to tell them, hey, come on over here, fellas. Whew, life raft. Grab on. We'll pull you up. That's what they need. Anyway, the models and celebs played a prominent role in marketing Fry Fest. Festival organizer Billy McFarlane and members of his team posted videos of them frolicking on yachts, sipping cocktails, and a purported site of what was supposed to be the exclusive music festival. The reason why I'm bringing this up is I want you to understand the allure of leftism. It makes you see everything as utopia. Come get the beautiful girls. We will have amazing food. There will be music. You can do whatever you want. It's hedonism at its finest. Come to Fry Festival. You know, it's on the Bahamas. It's a secluded island. Only the cool people can come. I mean, that's what leftism creates. It wants you to believe in the allure of the nonsense. It doesn't exist. As one of my buddies said, man, you see a dude with a super hot girlfriend and you're saying to yourself, there's a guy who's catching a bunch of crap from his super hot girlfriend. You know, that's what he said. A guy that's like ready to get out. You know? He's a cynic. I'm not going to lie. He's a cynic. He said, but the event descended into chaos when facilities weren't completed on time, leading guests to, get this, spend the night in rain-soaked tents and without sufficient access to food or water. Oh, my gosh. Is this not the absolute recipe of leftism? Hey, come see all the great things. It's beautiful here. There's going to be all the food. It's going to be a smorgasbord of food, a buffet of not only food, a buffet of women, of men, of men women, of it women, and the 35 genders that we say exist. They will all be there for your culinary and physical delight. I mean, and then what do they find out? It's rain-soaked tents, and they got no food and water. You couldn't make a better backdrop for leftism than Fry Festival. Fry Festival LLC filed for bankruptcy. Get this. In July of 2017, it was an event that was supposed to happen in 2018. It filed for bankruptcy the year before because guess what? It couldn't pay its vendors. Hello. Hello, leftism. Hello, socialism. Hello, Venezuela. Hello, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Hello, Bernie Sanders. Hello, Hillary Clinton and all these other clowns that want to pay for every free medical, free college, free this, free cars, free Ubers, free this. But let's not build that wall. It costs money. McFarland is now serving a 6-year prison sentence for fraud valued at $27.4 million. I don't know what that means, but for fraud, I guess that's the amount of fraud. He and his business partner, rapper Ja Rule, whose real name is Jeffrey Atkins, also faced a $100 million class action related to Fry Fest. Ja Rule, Atkins claimed over Twitter that he never earned money from the event, that he was bamboozled. Here's what he said specifically on Twitter. I, too, was hustled, scammed, bamboozled, hoodwinked, led astray. Okay, Malcolm X, I get it. You say it was horrible, horrible. I didn't make a thing, man. If they use my name, whatever. Look, if you're going to do something like this, you got to stand up, be a man, and take your punishment. That's what his partner did. His partner's in prison. But Ja Rule, he's out there rapping. Now, here's where it got interesting for me. The models. Yeah, the models. That would be Kendall Jenner, Bella Hadid, and Emily Ratajkowski. Whew, she's hot. They said, along with influencers and musical artists who had been scheduled to perform were paid a total of $5.3 million in advance of the event, court records show. I don't know what they were charging for this ticket, but it had to be outrageous. Think about this. Before you put on an event, you've already spent $5.3 million on the promotional part. Now, here's what people were paid. Kendall Jenner was paid $275,000 to promote the event, court record show. She's represented by DNA Models, the same agency that represents Emily Ratajkowski. Ratajkowski got more money. She got $299,000 for her work. Why wouldn't they just round it up to $300,000? Come on. The girl is hot, man. I'm just saying. Anyway, that's the money these ladies got paid to promote this thing that didn't happen. This is leftism, folks. It promises all the goodies. It promises the beautiful girls, the food, the utopian concept. And what does it deliver? It delivers absolutely nothing. And then what happens? All the people who've said we can deliver, they're all going, they all get all Scooby-Doo. Shaggy. Suddenly, nobody wants to stand up and go, you know what? We screwed up. So, you know who got hosed here, right? Everybody who bought a ticket, everybody who flew to this event, which, by the way, they flew to the event in 2018, after this group had declared bankruptcy in 2017. For me, that's just stupid. But they did it. But nothing's going to happen. Nothing's going to happen to the players, the models, none of them, Ja Rule. They're all going to escape because that's how the Democrat system works.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.